little bit frustrated, but also immensely proud of my players. You know, we try and come off the pitch each week with a positive that's to add to our, you know, everything that's gone on, you know, in previous weeks and how we're building this season. And I thought our effort and work rate was second to none today. And, you know, bar for a couple of passes, we probably could have snuck the game. You know, Rosling Park fully deserved the victory though at the end of the day. And, you know, we've got to learn from the mistakes we made and probably some of the tactical decisions we made during the game. But we're a young group that's developing and striving for success. And, like I say, the desire is certainly there. And if you've got that, then you'll get there eventually. I'm a firm believer in that.
There wasn't a lot in it between the two sides, really.
No, it wasn't. They defended outstandingly well. I mean, they got a penalty try and a pick-and-go try. You know, so actually, it wasn't exactly an open passing game. And, you know, these two teams have done over recent weeks. But, you know, when you get two competitive sides against one another, it's always going to be a tight affair. And, you know, it's frustrating, but we came away with that losing bonus, so I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, obviously that is a bonus with the win
it is,
with
yeah.
that point, and obviously a good confidence boost for the team, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, at the end of the day, you know, look at the roster of the league, and you know they've got gained 3 points on us. And you know the way you can pick up, you know, obviously the try bonuses in this league, and you've been fortunate to do that a few times this year. You know, you should soon be able to make up those 3 tries, and there's still a long, long way to go to the end of the season. I think it's still 17, 18, 19 matches or so, which is still a marathon to go, really. When, you know, just over a third into it. So you know, there's all sorts that can happen between them: injuries, a bit loss of form, bad refereeing decisions, the whole caboose that can affect whether a team, you know, can keep on that winning run.
Yeah, but obviously tonight must have been frustrating that you had a few chances to maybe grab even more than the one try you got 5 minutes towards the end.
It was, yeah. I mean, we had a couple of times. One lad had a clean run and somehow managed to find someone to tackle him. Another one, you know, basically dropped the ball with the line at his mercy. And, you know, they are frustrating, and, you know, those lads will be disappointed because, you know, the culture and the environment we're creating is about, you know, success and, you know, striving for that success. And, you know, they'll feel they've, you know, maybe made it. You know, they have made a mistake, but they'll feel maybe let the team down. But they haven't. You know, that's just part of rugby. And I'm a firm believer that, you know, what goes around comes around. And I'd like to think in another tight game, those passes will stick, and, you know, we'll sneak a victory that maybe we didn't deserve.
Can be frustrating, I suppose, with handling errors. You know, you're so close to that line, and not to get the try, obviously.
It is, yeah. It is frustrating. Hey, that's rugby. They defended extremely well. You know, you can't take the credit away from them for that. Their scramble D was excellent because we really were starting to open them up in the last 10 minutes, you know, the way we were playing around that 10 channel. But they scrambled well and kept us out. And, you know, at the end of the day, we've come away with a losing bonus, so I'm chuffed with that.